Hey everybody, welcome to the Ground Effect Podcast, where we dive into the heart of Formula One, bringing you the latest news, insider analysis, and sharing our thoughts on the motorsport we love. So come and join us, G and Mick, as we look forward to what promises to be an exciting 2025 Formula One season. Barcelona. The new technical directive of flexi front wings comes into effect. Is this going to affect the top teams, or are they just too good at bending the rules? With me today, of course, Mick, what do you think? Are we going to see much of a difference as far as the pecking order this week, or just do we just get the status quo?
My opinion, status quo. You know, there's a lot of reports that it might shake up the grid. I don't think so. I think these guys have had long enough now to get this all sorted. It may close the gap up a little bit, but it's still going to be the same protagonist at the top.
Yeah, I sort of agree with that. I don't think we're going to see too much change. I mean, I hope there is a little bit of a shuffle there. Maybe a few teams like Ferrari and Mercedes can sort of close the gap. The teams have had so long to prepare for this. This has been banging on since essentially the start of the season. We've seen so much footage of it on social media of the flex and the wings and the comparison between the teams. Even then, I'm sure the teams have worked out a way to mitigate whatever changes are coming forward to them.
Yeah. I mean, look, you've got the best engineers in the world that, you know, these guys are literally like lawyers, man. They can find loopholes in anything, right? Yeah. Like I said, I think, you know, they've had enough time. I don't think it's going to shake up too much at the top. Might close the field up a little bit. Who knows? Maybe brings a team like Williams into play a little bit more, which would be nice. But I still think, yeah, not much is going to change.
Well, I guess the optimism around a lot of the team bosses is more about McLaren, that they seem to think that this is helping out McLaren a lot more. Obviously, Zak Brown's come out and said, oh, I won't change a thing. I mean, what can he really say? Now, I'm going to go back there just very quickly, just touch on Monaco. It's all the rage at the moment. All the big headings on social media is all about, is that it? Do we just cut it from the calendar? Most people seem to want it gone and done and dusted. Quick, 1 minute summary. What do you think? Keep it, boot it.
Of course, most people who want it gone probably don't understand the heritage and the prestige in the event. Yes, racing-wise, it was pretty ordinary, but it's been like that now for a long time. You know, the two-stop didn't really work, but let's not get rid of it yet. Let's maybe try and tweak it. Use this one as a learning lesson. Let's just move on. It is what it is. Don't get rid of it, in my opinion. Leave it there. Otherwise, we're going to have no historic tracks left, right? You look at Spa, they're going to alternate Spa. Why? We need to keep some sort of heritage. Yes, we're a sport and yes, we're entertainment, but at the same time, we can't forget where we came from, because without that, the sport has no soul.
I totally agree. And I just think within a day or two, it's all going to just, we'll be into the next news cycle, which is this coming weekend, Barcelona. So 66 laps at Circuit de Catalunya. You know, it's been on the calendar since 1991, so it's been around a long time. Used to be the track that we used to do a lot of pre-season testing at, which has now been moved over into Bahrain. Weather-wise, look, we're going to get the Spanish sun. It's going to be quite a hot race by the looks of things. That currently, we're looking at sunny weather, temperature ranges from 29 to 31 degrees. So for the wet weather enthusiasts, it doesn't look likely. You know, are we going to see some surprises this weekend, or what are your thoughts?
I think it's still going to be McLaren, Red Bull, Williams and Ferrari are probably going to be, you know, your top four or five teams there. The heat, you know, there are teams that struggle with the heat, like we're looking at Mercedes. They're struggling massively in hot conditions at the moment. The team that we think is the most consistent team, but we're starting to see a bit of a weakness creep in there. Let's see what Ferrari can do. Reported that they were going to bring the suspension upgrade. Well, according to Fred Vasseur, they're only bringing a front wing. So we won't know until Thursday if they're going to bring a suspension. But it's probably a big weekend for them to see if they've made a jump. Again, following on from Imola, the pace of Aston Martin is going to be interesting. And then, yeah, we've got Yuki, Colapinto, you know, a couple of drivers under the pump. So There's plenty of, and then the front wing saga. So there's going to be plenty playing out over the course of the weekend.
It'll be interesting because, you know, we've heard from a lot of the teams that they had planned to bring a lot of upgrades by Barcelona, and sure, we'll find out more by probably around Thursday once you start seeing the official directives come through from the teams. So on that note, if that does happen, you sort of feel that Barcelona is that turning point of performance. So if you kind of feel if the performance doesn't come here by Barcelona, I think a lot of teams will start to focus a little bit more on 2026. Another thing I just want to point out, Alonso, hometown, maybe be able to get some points this week in front of his home crowd, which would be nice. All right, so let's talk about McLaren, because obviously everyone's chasing them. We've gone over the front wing saga. Most teams believe they're the ones that have, again, essentially profited from the flexi wing. We know what we're going to get, a battle between Norris and Piastri. Who's on top here? Because you kind of feel after Monaco and Norris's flawless performance, maybe he can build on that.
McLaren, for me, are the favourites. They're really good at looking after their tyres in the hotter temperatures. I don't think Oscar was too phased about Monaco. It is what it is. It's a bit of an outlier. I think he'll bounce back pretty strongly. I don't think we'll see the scrappiness that we saw. Lando, you would have to say now after Monaco, the confidence is high. A little bit of momentum, you know, that can do wonders for a driver. So I think they're definitely the favourites.
Yeah, I definitely think Lando is the type of driver that thrives on momentum. He seems to be a real confidence driver. But yeah, I don't see anything really change. I mean, the only hope for people that aren't McLaren fans is that the whole flexi wing saga is actually detrimental to them. Yeah, I mean, it's just crystal ball stuff at the moment. Now, with Ferrari, they'll be looking to build on, obviously, the P2 that Leclerc had. Monaco's a real outlier because of how specific that track is. Do you think they've got, you know, in with a shout this week?
Yeah, I do, actually. If we go back to Imola, you know, their race pace is pretty strong and we're going to have similar sort of conditions to Imola. The only Achilles heel will be qualifying. If they can get qualifying sorted and get somewhere up the front, then they'll be a real threat to either take a win or be on the podium. We're starting to see Lewis just inch his way closer to Leclerc. So I think he's building nicely too. Their race pace is just, in the last couple of races, has been phenomenal. So it's just the Saturday. Get that right. And I think they're in with a decent shout. They're going to be ahead of Mercedes, I reckon, this weekend.
Well, I mean, Lewis has a lot of history here. So he's likes a track, obviously. Vasseur, I still think, is telling fibs. I think Ferrari come with the new rear end. I think it's just all, you know, just a bit of gamesmanship at the moment from Fred. But let's see how that pans out. But yeah, I agree. You know, they're in with a shout of a podium. I actually think they'll probably have better pace than Red Bull. But, you know, again, you know, you're talking about Max Verstappen. So again, he's got a lot of history here. Speaking of which, Red Bull, look, never discount Max, like I just said. Yuki, on the other hand, that's where a lot of the focus is going to be. He really needs to perform this week. The last couple of weekends have been really scrappy. We obviously couldn't judge Yuki on race pace in Monaco because of obvious reasons. He just needs to turn around and get a really dominant Saturday. He just needs to nail that qualifying this week and obviously close the gap a little bit on Max. Otherwise, we get that week or two off, and then I think there's going to be like a lot of drums beating for, well, particularly if Hadjer puts in a good performance this week.
Red Bull overall, I agree. I think they're going to struggle. One lap pace, Max is in the game, 100%. Race pace, their car is strong in the high and medium speed corners. Track temperature for them is going to be critical because they're struggling with tyre overheating. And that come race day, that's going to be a big struggle for them. I think Max is in the hunt in qualifying, probably going to disrupt McLaren a little bit. Yuki, okay, we can't judge him on the race, but like I said last time, qualifying. He needed to deliver in qualifying, he just didn't do it. So, and I'm with you. You know, the drums are starting to beat in comparison to someone like Hadjar, who's just smashing it at the moment. So he needs to put in this weekend. He might be on the back foot though, because yeah, I think Red Bull are going to struggle this weekend in the race. Maybe not so much over one lap. So he needs to put in a bigger qualifying performance.
Yeah. So obviously Friday's going to be really important. Just getting confidence in the car, making sure he's, you know, finding a good setup and holding his own against Max. I mean, when you look at all the previous races, Friday has been really terrible from a Red Bull perspective. And then come Saturday, they sort of switch the car on. So let's hope that Yuki, for his own sake, he can get on top of the car early, get the confidence behind him, and then just come into Saturday qualifying and just be right on the limit. You know, I'd love to see him do a good job here, but yeah, it's looking pretty ominous at this point.
I don't think we're going to get much out of Yuki. He's good enough. He could surprise us. But yeah, I just think Red Bull are going to be in a bit of trouble with the hotter temperatures.
Now, Mercedes, absolute. Last weekend, they just want to obviously forget about that. I love the little, did you see the little commotion there with Vowels and Toto Wolff in Monaco pointing at one another? Plenty of memes have been rolling around with that, which is quite interesting. They're in with double points this weekend. Can we see Mr. Consistent? We're going to call him Mr. Sunday now. You know, has he got a chance of a podium?
Look, again, one lap pace. You know, he'll probably be up the front there somewhere. But again, they're a team like Red Bull who seem to have an underlying issue with overheating tyres and hotter track temperatures. And you go back a step further and go back to Imola and you see how they struggled there. So I think it's going to be very similar. Kimi needs a clean weekend, man. He's had a couple of scrappy ones now. So just a solid clean weekend for Kimi, I think, is most important. And, you know, like we know George can pull one out of the bag in qualifying, but race, I think they're going to struggle.
Definitely can't do worse than last week.
Yeah, well, that's true.
There is a possibility it can, but I really doubt it. Now, moving on to Racing Bulls. I mean, look, they're on a high at the moment. Double points finished last week. Liam Lawson was our driver of the day last week. I think he can build now from that performance forward. Hadjar's still just, you know, fast, out of the box, you know, can rip out a lap time. He'll probably just be looking for a little bit of a cleaner weekend after a few little offs last week in Monaco. They're a bit of a strange team because, you know, they show pace here and there. You just never quite know what you're going to get from Racing Bulls.
We go back to Imola. I'm using Imola as a comparison because not identical, but very similar. Medium, high-speed corners with the odd low-speed corner here and there. I think they'll go all right. Hadjar man's been lights out and I expect him to be there again. I think Lawson, massive boost in confidence. I think he's good to go now for the rest of the season.
Now onto Williams. I mean, they'll be a little bit disappointed last week. They'll be looking to bounce back. Dark horse this week. Reckon they got a little bit more performance in that car?
Yeah, definitely. Rest of the best. They're going to really trouble someone like Mercedes. Again, Imola, they were quite strong. Race pace and even in one lap pace. Yeah, and I mean, Albon man's just gone to a whole new level. He's leading from the front. Sainz is starting to get a handle on that car. If they can just tidy up a few things, you know, he'll be in there with Albon for sure.
Okay, so another team under the pump after an abysmal weekend last week, and to be honest, they've been a little bit scrappy lately, is Alpine. Look, Gasly needs to put in a big performance here. He needs to lead that team from the front. He's been a bit scrappy lately. We know he's got the pace, and the Alpine car has shown, you know, relatively good one-lap pace at times. Colapinto on the other side. Look, again, third race back. He got a clean one in Monaco, despite not being quick, but I think he needed that after the Imola debacle. I guess most eyes are on Colapinto this week from an Alpine perspective. Can you see Gasly nabbing, you know, getting into the top 10?
Yeah, I do. I keep saying it. I'm looking at Imola. So if you look at the pace they had in Imola, I think that will transfer here to Barcelona. He just, yeah, needs to tidy up a few things, tidy up the start of the race. Put in a good performance in qualifying, you know, and being on the harder tyre this weekend, I think will suit Alpine. Colapinto, I think we're going to get a good weekend out of Colapinto. He's going to be very quiet, very clean. I don't know if there'll be double points, but I think if anyone's going to nab a point, it'll be Gasly.
Yeah, I think it'll be Gasly as well. I think Colapinto will go all right this week. I have a feeling he's going to, you know, put in that performance that will probably vindicate Briatore to an extent of making that switch. But again, just one scrappy session, have an off or whatever, I just think that will put a lot of pressure on him. So again, he just needs a clean weekend. And I still think it's more about just closing the gap on Gasly. Don't go out there to try and beat Gasly. Just drive within your limits, clean weekend again, and then just, you know, look ahead, just keep building. Now onto Haas. Look, they're going to be abysmal this week. Just based on our pendulum description of them, good weekend last week for Ocon. This week, they're just due for an absolute shocker if we go by, you know, what we've been talking about in the past. But on a serious note, I think they'll go all right around here.
Yeah, I think they'll definitely take a step forward this weekend. And we're starting to see Ocon get a handle on that car now. Ollie just needs to stay away from red flags and clean up Saturday. Because racing-wise, he's good, man. Like he can show that he's got what it takes. So again, they're probably going to be, I would say, it's going to be between Haas and Alpine for me.
And let's go to stake. I don't really expect too much difference on stake. I guess what we're looking at is we've seen a little bit of an improvement of the car over the last couple of races in relation to sort of closing the gap onto the midfield. Do you see much coming out from the stake garage this week?
No, I mean, we're looking for that confirmation that they have started to close that gap to the midfield. Pretty strong showing in Imola, decent qualifying in Monaco. Have they closed that gap? For me, that's all I'm really looking for this weekend.
Yeah, I guess they're one of those teams as well where if they do bring some substantial upgrades this week and, you know, the gap isn't, or the performance really isn't there to sort of challenge, I guess, sort of around that midfield 9th, 10th, 11th placings, I think they'll be that team that'll start to go, okay, 2026, which we kind of knew anyway with the whole Audi tie-up. But I think, yeah, Barcelona will be that sort of confirmation moving forward. And I think the same thing for the next team. So Aston Martin, we've seen a little bit of performance from them over the last couple of races. To be honest, to be fair, based on last week, perhaps Alonso was onto something, the unluckiest driver in the world. Look, I think he's in for a top 10 finish this week. I think he's going to pick up some points in front of the home crowd. I think he's going to get off that big fat zero. Stroll, look, you just don't know what you're going to get from Stroll. He's just so inconsistent, but he's probably more consistently on the bad side at the moment. But I'd like to see Fernando crack a top 10.
If they can convert Sunday, because we've seen they've got, well, Alonso especially has the pace on a Saturday. Stroll's there or thereabouts. But Sunday, if they can convert the Sunday, yeah, there's no reason why he can't get points. They have seemed to have made a jump. Another team a bit like Red Bull and Mercedes won that pace. They seem pretty decent. But come the race, a little bit hotter temperatures, they're obviously struggling to keep those tyres in that window. If they can get on top of that, yeah, there's no reason why Alonso can't crack a top 10.
Yeah, be good to see. Now, speaking of tyres, what has Pirelli brought in for this week regarding the compounds?
So we're going back to the hardest compound, obviously, with the high aero loads that Barcelona creates. So we're going the hard tyres, the C1, C2, the medium, and C3, the soft. Again, C3 will be your standard qualifying tyre, and I would imagine the race will be start on mediums and then onto hards. But it is predominantly, I think, a two-stop race. We've seen with two-stop races, it's good. It mixes the racing up. So
it'll be interesting this week because everything that we just talked about is based on kind of what we see. But I mean, this technical directive of the flexi wing may, you know, shuffle things up much more than anyone can expect. So we may see some actual, some big surprises out there, which, like, you know, I definitely hope to see that. But my brain's telling me much the same, you know. Just the strength of McLaren and the others. So I guess we're going to see.
I don't think we're not going to see much over Friday because I think a lot of teams won't show their true pace. I think come end of Saturday, then we'll have an idea if it worked. But I'm with you. I don't. These guys are too smart, man. They've been ready for this since, well, this whole saga started in Belgium last year. The start of this season, the directive came in. They had to delay it a little bit. They made it for this weekend. So these teams are ready. These teams know what's going on.
All right. Well, we'll soon find out. Come Friday, Saturday, Sunday this week, we'll have our answers. But until then, we'll be back on the blower for the post-race review. And obviously, fingers crossed, we get an exciting one before we go into a break.
So until then, make sure you like and subscribe, and we'll catch you in the next one. Laters.